Wow. We've gone metal. And if you're listening on the podcast, you have no idea what I'm talking about because there's no music on the podcast. Hey, Mike Parsons, very efficient, good guy that he is, has found an answer because of the headline I pointed out, how to claim your part of $5.6 million Ring settlement with FTC for those of us who have those Ring doorbells. What did you find, Mike?
Well, essentially, the FTC is saying, don't call us, we'll call you. This is Associated Press and said that according to a Tuesday notice, the FTC is sending 117,000 payments to impacted customers. So it sounds like they'll send it to you if you're eligible for the money.
Okay. I guess I got a lot of questions, but I don't know. I don't know what to say.
You sit around and wait for the settlement fairy to bless you or something.
It says, how do I find out if I'm eligible for the refund? If you had a Ring account and certain types of Ring devices, such as the indoor camera models, stick-up cam, indoor cam, before February 1st, 2018, you're eligible for a refund.
And how much was that refund for altogether?
I don't see, but usually it's about 75 cents or 50 cents.
I was going to say, whatever the settlement was divided by 117,000, that's not much.
And then the lawyers and the first people who brought the suit get the billions and billions of dollars. Well, not really, but anyway, the class action suits, things like that, don't really generally pay very well.
Right.
All right, anyway, so, okay, that's kind of an answer. And the answer is there is no answer. You get mailbox money and be excited when it comes through.
Just watch your mailboxes.
That's right. So there's been some good news. I saw this story in today's Detroit News, page 7A. NFL stage to be recycled to build spay and neuter clinic. And, of course, Mike Parsons, our executive producer, got on that right away and has found the executive director at Detroit Dog Rescue, Christina Millman Rinaldi. Christina, it's Paul W. Smith. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
I am excellent, and I am thrilled to hear that all of that material is not going to waste. In fact, it's going to a very good cause, you.
Hey, it's going to the community, and we're excited about it. And not only is it going to Detroit Dog Rescue, you know, I've been on the phone actually this morning with the Public Safety Foundation, and I was on the phone earlier this week with Blightbusters. So we're happy to be a part of this. And, you know, Arts and Scraps has been down there and helping to get it to not only Detroit Dog Rescue, but a lot of nonprofits that help the community.
In fact, Christopher Moyer, our friend who's been on a few times from Visit Detroit, says that they have an entire list of the nonprofits that will benefit. It's an extensive sustainability plan. When did you find out that, or did you have to throw your hat in the ring? When did you find out you would possibly be getting some of these materials?
You know, I'm so lucky that Detroit Dog Rescue, we've helped so many people in the community. When they call, there's a dog in our lot or a dog in the yard, we're there. And we actually got a call weeks and weeks ago when the planning of this was happening from Penske, you know, from the Penske Truck Company. And they gave us a call and said, is this something you can help with? And, you know, would you want the materials? And, of course, we jumped on it as we were already in the process of building a free spay and neuter clinic for the city of Detroit. And we jumped on it, and we have been down there since Sunday, late Sunday, kind of identifying materials, picking them up, sorting them for not only ourselves, but for some other nonprofits as well.
So turf, fencing, what kinds of things did you get?
So almost everything that you saw down there, you know, some nonprofits came in and said, oh, it's too torn up, we can't use it. Hey, at Detroit Dog Rescue, we are resourceful. We've got turf, we've got fence wrapping, down to my team just loaded. When you look at the stage, on either side of the stage, there's kind of an arch doorway where your Barry Sanders came out, Eminem came out. We just loaded those arch doorways. And plywood, 2x4s, I mean, everything in our backyard. We're going to use to make a scent trail. We're going to use for our spay and neuter clinic. So a lot of great recycling in Detroit going on here for the community.
You know what? The harder you work, Christina, the luckier you get. Christina
Millman
Rinaldi.
Yeah, I truly believe that.
Well, it's what my grandfather used to say, and I still believe it myself. I'm glad you do, too. And people who don't know, Detroit Dog Rescue is focused on raising awareness for the plight of the forgotten, homeless, and stray dogs of Detroit, along with advocating for humane rescue alternatives such as no-kill sheltering, foster care and adoptions, pet identification, and healthy pet population control through spay and neutering. Is there anything you need from us? Is there anything we can do to help other than letting people know that you exist?
Oh, thanks for asking. Detroit Dog Rescue, we've been going since 2010. We're Detroit's first no-kill shelter. What we need right now is we have these materials. My good friend Kathy Bissell called me from Bissell Pet Foundation, of course, Bissell Vacuum. Right now, this week, she and the Bissell team are matching $20,000 in donations to get these materials built and going for the spay-neuter clinic. So if anyone wants to donate, DetroitDogRescue.com. We have naming opportunities and all of that. Anybody can contact me for that. But matching donations are happening right now.
DetroitDogRescue.com. DetroitDogRescue.com. And I know you're not just a name dropper. You said my good friend Kathy Bissell. Is that the famous Bissell from the Bissell vacuum cleaner?
She is. She absolutely is.
Is she from around? Family. Is she from around here?
Yeah. Yes, Bissell is a Michigan-made company based in Grand Rapids. Her and I have been friends for, she called me 6 years ago when I was in the middle of rescuing a dog and said, I want to help. And we have teamed up for many rescue efforts, and she has been a big part of planning this spay and neuter clinic through her program, Fix the Future. And when I say good friend really cares about Detroit and has really helped Detroit Dog Rescue. So we're excited about this.
Well, that's excellent. You know, when you do what you do and people learn about it, you're going to have friends because people love their dogs and never like to see a problem. I just saw on television somebody dumped a dog out of their car. This was on like Inside Edition or something. And this poor dog is running down the street trying to get back in the car, catches up with the car three different times, and still the person in the car wouldn't open the door, wouldn't let the dog back in. It was horrible. I mean, it was just... Any of us who could have gotten our hands on that person would have made it a pretty ugly situation. And now we also have this woman who was hoping to be Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. What is her name? Kathy Noem?
Kristi Noem.
Kristi Noem. Thank you, Mike. Kristi Noem, it has a new book out and talks about, I don't know when this happened, but she had a 14-month-old dog that was going to be trained as a hunting dog, I guess, but killed a bunch of chickens and then even bit her. So she put the dog down, and she's going through hell right now because of that.
Wow, I have not read up on that story, but if it were up to me, hey, I would just be voting dogs for president right now. So it's all good.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it's really sad. We had a dog actually just this morning that was dumped in our alley of the shelter. So, you know, it's a sad situation for dogs, and, you know, I even hear some of the most heartbreaking stories from people as well who have to surrender their dogs. So here to help and help.
There are some tough decisions out there. We know that President Biden didn't make the tough decision to have his dog go away that bit several Secret Service agents. You don't advocate that either, but there are places like Detroit Dog Rescue around the country that will take a problem dog off your hands, which would keep you from going through what Governor Kristi Noem is going through right now with a tremendous backlash over killing a problem dog. Good luck to you.
Absolutely. We're always here to help.
Christine Millman Rinaldi, Executive Director of the Detroit Dog Rescue. Go to DetroitDogRescue.com and help them out. They could use some money. They've got a bunch of supplies right now from the NFL draft. Now they need to put them all together. DetroitDogRescue.com. Maybe you can use some people with certain construction skills as well to maybe help out. Thank you, Christina.
Christians, we're here for it. Thank you, Dave.
You take care. Bye-bye. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.